Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining the MGN podcast. Thank you. My name is Ms. Tossi, and we're broadcasting live today. Today, we're really excited. Today's Tuesday, March 20th, and I can't believe Easter is like a week and a half away. And as many of you know, my daughter turns 12. Where's the applause? 12. Yes, I'm really excited. She's excited, I'm excited, and it just so happens that her birthday falls on Easter, because every time it's April 1st, which is, you know, April Fool's Day, and so this time she's like, yay, Mom, my birthday actually falls on Easter. Maybe we can forget about April Fool's. So we always laugh and joke about that. Before we get into today's podcast, just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's purchased their tickets to Dare to Aspire, our 8th. I can't believe it's number 8. I cannot believe it's number 8, you know. Our 8th conference in Atlanta. I mean, Houston was so much fun. Everybody, we saw Latavia, just all the speakers and vendors. It was such an amazing time. And now we're coming back to the ATL. April 28th is one day. And, you know, it's going to be really, really fun. And if you haven't been to the website to see all our amazing speakers that we have for you, you have to go to our website, which is D2Aspire.com, and I'm really excited. So it's going to be lots of fun. And our special guest, yay, Marlo Hampton, is going to be in the building. And I'm really excited because we always have such amazing speakers, vendors. I mean, y'all know how we do. It's always a fun time. So I'm super excited. I'm so humbled that, you know, she's going to be joining us as a special guest. Now, as everybody knows, I have to give her fabulous introduction. So, Marlo, if you're on the line, please press 1 so I'll know it's you, and we can get started. So, Marlo Hampton is best known for her appearances on, you know, seasons 4, 6, 8, 9 of Bravo's The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and the unforgettable bridesmaid on I Dream of Mimi. She's quickly gaining traction as an international style expert and television personality. Once you meet her, you know there's something special about the Southern beauty from St. Petersburg, Florida. And I have so much family in Tallahassee, Florida. But she's very comfortable in her own skin. Me and my mom talk about her fashion and her style when we watch her on Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's a celebrity stylist, and she's very comfortable in her own skin, and I love that. Using her 20-plus years in the business of fashion, she owned a boutique in Perimeter Mall in Atlanta, and we're going to talk about beauty, fashion, Real Housewives. And I'm so excited. Without further ado, where's my applause? Yay. Give it up for Ms. Marlo. Hello, Marlo.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hi, that was such an amazing intro. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much, Marlo. Because first of all, thank you for being on our show, because I know you are so busy. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Amazing. Yay. So let's get started. You know, we have people on the phone lines. How did you get started in fashion? Like, talk me through how you got started.
Because, see, how did I get started in fashion? I don't have to say, it's always been in me. Like, as a little girl growing up in the projects with my mom, she would go to some of the best Goodwills, come home, wash the clothes in the tub, press them, iron them out, and we would be the best dressed of the girls in the projects, like cute little ruffle socks, ruffle dresses, pigtails, and cute little bows. Then it went on to my foster grandmother, Ari, and Ari would always have us in church every Sunday, head to toe, just both of them, I would say. Definitely my biological mother and my foster grandmother would be the two to where I just feel it's embedded in me. It's something I just grew up around, no matter where we lived and what our income was.
And I love that, because a lot of people think if you're not rocking the Gucci, the Prada, you know, that you can't be fashionable.
Exactly.
And what do you say about that?
That's absolutely not true. Do I wear my labels to death? I do sometimes. I love them. I can finally afford them. But fashion is not just in the labels. Fashion is if you can go in Target, Zara, a Goodwill, if you can go in your closet and get a suit set and know how to wrap it. So fashion is just fashion and owning it.
That's right. It's just owning it. Now, I want to talk about your boutique and everything, but I do want to talk, because I know a lot of women, you know, don't know your story about, you know, your journey, you know, with foster care and how much you love to help children that are in foster care. Can you share a little bit about your upbringing, your childhood?
My upbringing, it was difficult, but and it's crazy because I sit back to it and I say I don't regret it. I thank God for it because I think it made me into the young lady I am today. But I grew up with my biological mother. At 10, I left home, and I went to 5 different foster homes. After my 5th foster home, who was amazing and who I'm still in contact with, which is my grandmother, Ari. It was just an amazing situation to be with Ari Holmes. Because when I got with her, it was like, hey, you're going to believe in yourself. You're going to go to college. And for me to graduate from college, that was something I never in my life pictured or, you know, saw coming. So it was a rocky road. People would see it and say, oh, my God, you know, she was abused as a child, 5 different foster homes. She aged out of foster care. And it sounds like a sad story. But you know what? As I look back at it now, sitting here at 42, it's amazing. And I'm glad God let everything go step by step the way it was supposed to go.
Wow, I love that. I really love that. And what's your message to, like, maybe young kids who are in foster care and feeling like, hey, wow, you know, it's tough and everything? What's your message to them?
My message is just believe in yourself, love yourself, and no matter what your current situation is, if you dream it, you can achieve it. You just have to really just say, hey, I'm in this situation. How can I make the best out of the situation?
Wow, that is very powerful, and that's very true, very true. Now, Marlo, let's get back to the fashion. Now, you own the boutique. A lot of people, there's so much, because you're like one of my favorites, I research, and there's so much a lot of people don't know. They think, oh,
I know, they
only
know all the bad stuff, right?
Cute.
They just know. The only thing they know is the bad stuff. And I'm like, you guys, I've been over 20 years. I had a boutique at Perimeter Mall right outside of Nordstrom's by the E-Bar. And, I mean, some of the best in Atlanta has shot with me. Eva even has shot with me before. Eva, who's on the show now, Marcel, she shot with me.
Yep,
Toya
yep.
Wright used to shot with me. Jazzy Faye shot with me. Young Jock and his ex-wife, Alexa, shot with me. Another one of my VIP customers was, what's the guy's name that played basketball? Alex, Josh Smith. His wife, Alex Smith, was one of my faithful clients. She came out every week. So we just had so many people that would shop with us, who would only want to shop with me. And, I mean, we were, maybe I was just ahead of my time, I think. But, I love my store. I definitely did. I love the boutique. It was an amazing experience. It was amazing going shopping and flying to New York and L.A. to Coterie and, you know, just forming relationships with the different brands and, you know, picking out things for the boutique.
Now, what do you think like, a lot of people probably say, okay, you had such a great run, and like you said, you were a celebrity stylist and you helped people, you had your boutique. What were some of the challenges that you faced in running your own boutique?
Oh, my God. One of the challenges was being a buyer for the boutique. Because you know me, I'm over the top. I'm like, add more, and you're fine. Being a buyer for your own boutique, you have to think, okay, we have Susie over here that's more conservative, Marlo. She won't wear this. or you just can't be shopping for what you like. You have to pick up some things that you don't like also. And you have to really get to know your customer and the area that you're in. And I would also say another challenge. Great. Yeah, but that was one of my main challenges. And another thing I would also say, friends, saying no to friends for discounts. Because everyone that's a friend comes in expects a discount. It's like, hey, I'm just getting started. Let me make some money. Support me. So I would be like, no, can you support me, please?
Exactly. Can we give you an applause
not,
for that? I mean, and
no,
that goes.
Seriously, you're not going to Neiman Marcus or Saks getting a discount. So let my little business try and make it to that level.
Exactly. And that goes for everything. It's like, can I get a free ticket? Can I? I mean, everything costs.
Yes, everyone wants something free.
Everybody wants something free. Well, we're chatting with Marlo Hampton, style influencer, TV personality, and bona fide entrepreneur. We have a question. Let's see on the phone lines. Let's see. Hello. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello. You're live.
Oh, great. I love your podcast. I love Dare to Aspire. You've had some like remarkable speakers. You know, Lisa Price with Carol Daughters is always top notch. So I'm excited to get to see Marlo. A question for Marlo. Could you share about, number one, your height, because I'm very tall, and I just wanted to know how you approach, sizing for taller people, and also shoe sizes for people who wear, people wear a size between 12 and 13. And then my last question is, can you order your stuff online? That's my third question.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And thank you, Ms. Coffey. Thank you, Marla.
No problem. I'm 5'10", 5'11", without heels, and I love a 5-inch heel. Growing up, I used to hate being the tallest girl because all the boys were shorter than me, and I would get picked on. I used to have on high waters. Now, I don't know what it is as an adult. I love a high heel. If I don't have a heel on, I just don't feel sexy. What else did you ask? You asked that. Then my shoe size, I'm a 42 as well. I'm an 11 to 12. And I definitely order them online. And then I also form relationships in the store with sales people. My salesperson makes sure, like, hey, let me ask the buyer if they can make a 12. But there's a lot of 12s out there. You just have to get in the store, form a relationship, and make sure you're on the list for when they come in. And
very good
question.
Advice.
I think she has one more question.
Hold on, let me get her. Hello, did you have one more question?
I did. It's online.
Online.
Oh,
I
that's
a lot
true.
Of things online. Yes, I definitely do online a lot also.
Yeah, and she said she wants to order your stuff. Like, can she order your stuff, Marlo, online?
Oh, yes, definitely. MarloHampton.com. And you just click on Marlo's Closet. And even on there,
yeah,
Marlo
has
get more of my personal
of
history
stuff.
And my story. And I have a new app that's coming out to where I'm just going to click things in my closet and you'll be able to buy things I've worn on the show and on the red carpet. So definitely keep checking back to the site because that should be out any day now, like within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, we're going to hype that up because so many,
definitely.
I mean, when we see like some of your outfits that you wear, I'm telling you, I mean, my girlfriends, we're like, oh, where did she get that? Or da, da, da. So, Marlo, that is a really, really good thing that you're going to click. We can, what you wear, people can buy it. Trust me, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be so easy. You just snap it in your closet, a picture of it, post it, and you can definitely buy it or bid on it either or.
Either or.
And the
wow,
good thing about
live.
That, a lot
so
of the proceeds will go towards my foundation, so that's good also.
Let's switch gears. Now, talk about your, because, again, a lot of people, and I know y'all on the phone line, like, wow, I didn't know this about Marlo. Talk about your foundation, what you're doing, because that's big.
My foundation has been around now for years now. It's called Glam It Up. And I also do a Simply Giving every year, too, and that's for, like, Mother's Day. Thanksgiving, I collabed with Nini. She came on with me, and we went literally and knocked on families' doors and surprised them with full Thanksgiving meals. So that just made me just feel like oh, my heart was just at joy. Because, I mean, just the knocking on everyone's door and they're like, oh, my God, Nydia Marlowe's here, with the smiles on their faces. And just for them to be so appreciative of a meal. Because I have family members who are not appreciative. No matter what you do for them, it's like no matter how many times you say yes, it's like one no. It's like you never have said yes before. So I love and enjoy giving to people who appreciate things. And glamming up is something that I will always do. TV, no TV. As you see, I don't even promote it and talk about it. I feel things are dear to your heart, and everything you do, you don't have to talk about it. When it's time for someone to discover it, like how you're sharing now, that's when it's time. But that's definitely where I'm with my foster girls. I take them to eat. We've been to WNBA games before. We've had big, huge functions to where we have a speaker come in and teach etiquette, and we dance, and we get hair and makeup done. And after each session, usually when it's a big, huge event, I make sure I have people come in and do their hair, makeup, and nails, because that's the glam of that part. I want them to feel beautiful and know they're beautiful. And a lot of the foster homes can't afford to get their hair done and their nails done. So it's just something that's dear to my heart. And when I tell you, it's one of the things that is just my happy place when I'm with my glam it up girls.
Wow, I love that. Now, somebody in the chat room, hi, Linda. She said, wow, Marla is 5'11", and she wears 5-inch heels. How do you have so much confidence? So I know a lot of tall girls don't want to wear the heels, Marlo. How do you have so much confidence?
I just own it. I'm like, hey, this is how God made me, and it is what it is. And all the short guys try to talk to me. I'm like, can I get someone as tall as me? But you just have to own it, Linda. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But no, but all the basketball players love short girls, I've realized. They don't like tall girls. But Linda, just own it. It's who God made you. You have long, beautiful legs. There's other girls who would love to be that tall. I wear my heels. I walk in the room. I'm like, who cares? Don't people own it when they go get their nose done or they go get fake boobs? They own that. So own what God gave you. I mean, it's who you are. It's Linda.
Yep, love it, love it. Now, Marlo, as you know, you're going to be our special guest on Saturday, April 28th at Dare to Aspire.
Yeah, I can't
and
wait.
A lot of, yay, I love Marlo.
I'm excited.
Love it, I'm excited.
Love
so
you,
a lot of female entrepreneurs, a lot of female entrepreneurs have limited funds. Everybody, you know,
mm-hmm.
But how can you make your mark in the fashion industry or the beauty industry with limited funds? Do you have any advice about that?
Tozy, definitely. Take advantage of social media, not just to see what everyone else is doing, not just to post your personal things. If you want to be a fashion blogger, get on there. Get a YouTube going. Get Twitter, Instagram, Facebook going. That's the least expensive way. And, I mean, be consistent to where it's like, good Lord of mercy, this girl is on 24/7 and she knows what she's talking about, or he. I just feel whatever you want to do right now, the platform of social media, there's no way for you not to be successful if you believe in yourself and if you keep doing it. The same way we sit and we're clicking and we're being nosy on everyone else's page, don't be clicking and looking. Just be putting content on your pages.
Wow, wow, that is a tweet, y'all, from Marlo. I love it. It's very true, because social media, to get Instagram, right, it's free, really. It's free. And,
yeah, it's
and
really
let me
free.
Ask you something. Do you, what attracts you to people's page? Like, are you, I mean, you have a lot of followers, Marlo. Are you on also people's pages looking and seeing what they do?
Oh, my God, all the time. And I'm always, people always are like, Marlo, you don't follow anyone. I'm like, oh, no. I may not follow them directly, but I'm always on people's pages. And if it's something I like, I press a like or I press a comment. So I know people see me on their pages.
Oh, very good, very good. Now, we have to run a quick ad, and then we'll be back with Marlo. Stay tuned.
Hair Yum is the fastest-growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transfer your hair with just one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's HAIRYUM.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
Zulon Press presents The Need Word, a compelling Christian novel by Ron Short, a powerful drama detailing the changes that God works in a person's life once they surrender control into his mighty hands. a story of troubles, trials, and triumphant transformations. The Need Word, available in all formats on Amazon.com and from Zulon Press. Ask your bookstore today about The Need Word. Check out ronshort.net for details. The Need Word. Get your copy today.
All right, thank you so much for listening to MGM Podcast. I'm Miss Tossie, and we are live with the TV star. I call her a star because I like her. Marlo Hansen.
Well, thank you.
And, yay. So, Marlo, a lot of people want to know, how did you get on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Like, can you share?
Yeah, I can share it. I was at my boutique. My boutique kept blowing them all the red carpet, and a young lady by the name of Princess came in. And she's like, I've heard so much about you. You're fabulous the way you dress. And she included me. And what's crazy, season two, when Candy came on, Real Housewives of Atlanta taped at my boutique, the red carpet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they filmed at my boutique,
so you
season two.
See, I didn't even know that. Wow, that is
interesting.
Because a lot of people think, oh, you got on because you and Nene are cool, and she put you on.
No, Nene and I became cool after I had my boutique, because I had styled Nene for one episode back on season two. Ventia went to, but no, we just became, when we did finally connect, we just connected, and it was like inseparable. Both of our personalities, and we could relate to a lot also.
You can relate. Now, what do you think? What do you think is in the fashion and the beauty industry? Like, really, who has it going on? Like, who inspires Marlo when it comes to fashion and beauty?
People always ask me that, Tozy. And to tell you the truth, I'm inspired by all designers because it's something from each collection you're gonna like. Now, if I had to just say, like, I can literally go and see a living room and be inspired by a couch and some curtains. But if I had to say one person that I love, it would definitely be Chanel. And it's not even because of her fashion. It's because of her story, becoming an orphan, being a trendsetter at a time when hats and black dresses wasn't popular, and she still believed in herself. So I'm so mad she's not an Aquarius, though. When I Google it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's not an Aquarius. But our story is so similar. But so I would definitely, people always think I say Chanel because of the clothing, it's so expensive, but really it's her story that really touches me. And in her DNA, she definitely was a trendsetter.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Now, in terms of women, like, what advice do you have for plus size, you know, bigger, I want to use the word plus size girls that want to look fashionable, because we see you on The Real Housewives, a lot of your stuff, I mean, you're not a plus size lady. So what fashion tips can you give for, you know, the bigger size women to really look good and fashionable?
My two tips are, one would be stripes. Stay away from certain stripes, like horizontal, because sometimes they make you look a little bigger or wider. And the other one would be, don't be afraid to buy clothes that fit you. I hate when you see a plus-size woman, and she's in bigger clothes. Buy your size, because 9 times out of 10, the bigger women have a shape, and they're shapely. So I feel, don't be afraid to buy your size and own your figure. Buy clothes that actually fit you.
I love buy clothes that actually fit you. Another tweet
buy
that we're going
size.
To tweet now. I love it. Buy your size.
Yeah,
a lot
don't
of
be
women,
afraid
you're
of
right.
it. Just own it.
Yeah, you want to wear something bigger to cover up the rolls and the, you know. But
yeah.
Like, wear your size. Own it. Own it.
Yes, own it.
I love it. And that's a theme, it seems like, with you, Marlo, that you have a lot of self-confidence. You know, is that what is that attributed to? Is it you just grew into yourself?
You know what I did, and it comes from the young lady, what was her name, April, who called in earlier, a tall girl, having the big feet, having the raspy voice like my mom. Oh, are you a guy? Oh, you have big feet like a dude. You're tall with no hips. So it's like those were things in middle school. I wasn't popular. I would get picked on, talked about. Like I said, none of the boys really liked me. I was so much taller than all of them. I remember I was dating this one guy named Bobo. He was so short. I would have to go, like, pick him up to kiss me. But it's just, I get up as a grown woman. I wake up every morning because you look on social media, you have girls who are edited with the skinny, skinny waist and they're light skin or they have long hair, or you have to look in the mirror and say, I love me. You're beautiful. You're everything. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. So I'm my biggest fan. I feel that you have to be your biggest fan, your biggest cheerleader, because social media in this world is cruel and it will crush you. And especially being on social, on a platform where I'm on a reality TV show, where people judge you and they see you for 30 minutes with commercials and they feel they know you and they're horrible. Yep. They're harsh, yep, things they say. So you just have to cheer, yeah, yourself on and be your biggest cheerleader and love yourself. Starts
now,
from within.
Can you share,
really,
and I know it starts from within. Beauty does, really.
Okay.
Now, can you share,
mm-hmm,
some eating tips? Like, it's so easy, especially in the South, to gain weight and everything.
Oh, Lord,
like,
Jesus,
do you eat?
Look, girl, I can't go to lying to you now. I just, listen, I'm sitting out here in the car right now so tired. I had my day one of training. If you look on my page, look on my live. It was day one today with this new trainer, Kurt, and Lord, when I tell you I'm wore out, I'm sitting here with a gallon of water on my lap, like, oh, Jesus, give me strength to go back to day two. But I would say this, though. We all know this. What I do to help me balance my weight, drink a lot of water. I love to eat, you guys. But if you're going to eat crazy and eat what you want, you have to work out. You have to drink water. You just have to do, you can eat what you want, but it's just in moderation. Bread, fried food, all that 24/7, that's just not it. We have to eliminate. And if we're not going to eliminate or cut, you know, not eliminate, but at least cut back, at least work out. We'll work out and at least drink a gallon of water a day. At least do that.
Wow, drink water. Great advice, Marlo. Time just flies by. We have,
I know, we have
fun.
So,
we can speak all day. But Marlo, what we talked about Real Housewives, and you said it best. We watch TV for 35 minutes or so, and we think we know you and the other cast members. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about Marlo, I would say two things, that I'm mean and nasty, you know, because how they see me on the show, but I actually have a heart of gold. I'm one of the most down-to-earth girls, so sweet, I give you my last. And another big one is that I depend on men for money. Do not get it wrong. I don't date broke now. I don't want nothing broke. I hope no one listening want to date a broke man dependent on them. I'm sorry if you do, that's you. But I work my butt off, and I don't have to talk about it. I do a lot in the community, and I don't talk about it because it's from my heart. I've always worked. I've from Neiman Marcus to Nordstrom's to owning my own business to several jobs, Allstate. So it's like I've always worked to where right now I have eBay stores and I have Marlo's Closet. And so I just hate when people just see a black woman with things, or if you're not married, oh, she's dating guys for this. No, I work, baby. I get up every day and figure out some kind of way to put money in my account to not buy a man.
Wow, very good. I love it. I think you're right, because a lot of people, even when I hear people, oh, she has all these rich men that pay her bills
and
stuff like that.
Those, when they say that, and mm-hmm. just ask them, do you have any pictures of them? Where are the rich men? I dated one guy for 5 years, one older white male for 5 years. I dated, you know, like vacationed together, went places. And it ran from there to, oh, she's dating either. She's only dating guys with money and she's this. And I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, where are they at? Show me all these guys because I'd be home plenty nights by myself.
Applause.
I do. I'm like, girl, y'all getting me.
I love that, Marlo.
I laugh at it. Before it used to bother me, and now I laugh, and I said, wow, where are all these guys at? Why am I bored today? Why don't I have a date today? Like, what's going on?
Wow. And that, you know, I'm glad because I'm telling you a lot of people, and I'm so glad that you heard it live here on MGM Podcast. She's a working woman, okay? She just doesn't date broke, and I don't blame you for that.
I
don't blame you.
I love you to it. It breaks out my skin.
Yeah, me too. Yes, me
you
too.
You have to be
too,
the rich
to
work and be able to contribute something. Get me something for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Pay a light bill. Get do something. Good Lord, take me to dinner.
Do
or something.
Something.
Because I can
something.
Do that.
I love
can,
that.
I can
I
do
love
bad
that.
By myself, right?
Right.
We can. All
now
of us can do bad by ourselves.
All of us, all of us. And it's okay to be by yourself. It's like, it's okay to be by yourself, you know? Just
that's so
don't
true.
Settle.
People
that's
don't even
my
understand
thing.
That.
Don't settle. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I love when I see you on the show, how you carry yourself, Marlo, how you dress. You're just, you own it. You own it. You own it. And I love that.
Oh,
I love
you.
That. Now, Marlo, what can people, you're going to be on our executive panel, and a lot of people want
yeah.
to meet you, take pictures, all that good stuff. What can people expect at Dare to Aspire when they meet you?
What they can expect is that I'm going to be honest, and as I'm always honest, open book, and I'm going to share my growing experience, you know, as being growing into the woman I am today, just my life lessons and just speaking from my heart and just telling them exactly how I feel, not holding anything back. They're welcome to ask anything, and anything they ask will be answered wholeheartedly.
Love it. Love it. Now, speaking about open book, and we have two more questions, Marlo, and I do appreciate and value your time. What is something that you know now, you know, you're in your 40s, that you wish you knew when you were like in your 20s? Like, what's something that you knew that you wish you, you know, when you were younger, you're like, wow, I wish only I'd known that.
What's something in my 20s I wish I knew now? You know what? That being a woman, you're going to work, have to work double, twice as hard as a man. That was one thing.
True.
And
that's true.
I would definitely say that, though. And also being a woman, be on, make sure you're on top of your business, as in keeping up with your books and your taxes and things like that. Just be on that a little more and just work your butt off, because at the end of the day, we are superwomen. But you know, they want to give all the credit to Superman, but without Superman there's no superwoman, you know what I mean? Without a Superman,
exactly.
There's no Superman without Superwoman.
Woman, exactly. Now, what's
exactly.
next for Marlo? Like you said, like, would you like kids? Would you like marriage? Like, what's next?
You
for
know
Marlo?
What? I have 14 nieces and nephews, and I would still love to have kids. I would love a husband, but like you said earlier, I would not settle. So I ask God that every morning. Lord, what do you got planned for me today? This is my journey I'm on, my journey of life. So really, it's just, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what God has in store for me next. I get up every day and I just try to live my best life, and I'm just living it to see what he has, you know, planned for me every day.
Wow. I love it, Marlo. You've been such a great guest. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Well, thank
Yay.
You for having me.
Applause for Marlo. Wow, time flies. Like, we're at the end, Marlo. But how can people get a hold of you, Marlo? How can people reach you?
They can definitely follow me on Instagram at marlohampton.com, on my Twitter at iHeartMarlo. And anytime you want to know anything personal about me, like not throwing shade, y'all know I got enough shade from where I work on the show. but just email me, ask me, tweet me. You guys know I'm an open book. I will answer anything, and I love all the support, because without you, there wouldn't be a Marlo. So I totally appreciate it from all my fans and even my haters. I love you too, because I know deep inside there's a little bit of Marlo in you that you love.
Love it. Thank you, Marlo, for your time.
Thank
you
so
much.
You have a great
time,
week,
Marlo.
Okay?
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Wow, don't y'all just love Marlo? Bye. Don't y'all just love Marlo? I mean, I love the fact that she kept it real. And y'all know me. I keep it real. I love a person that's just true to themselves. And I love her sense of style, fashion. She's going to be great. I love it. And, you know, April 28th, we're going to see her live. And I think everybody that will be at the event will learn something. I've learned something just by talking to her, to really just continue to own and be confident. And that's powerful. No matter your past or what you had, you know, happened to you. Last year at the conference, a lot of women were telling me, oh, they went through a divorce, they felt bad. But, you know, no matter what, like Marlo said, own it and move forward. Okay, guys and girls, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode. All right, stay blessed.